It's Mix Sunday Morning in the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. Hi, I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for joining me this week for another exciting week of music and diving into the Word of God. This week, we're going to be talking about being thankful. And I know it's not Thanksgiving, but I was leaving work one day for lunch, and I was really frustrated this week. And I pulled up, and at first, I saw a bicycle at the back of this drive-thru. And I knew it was an employee's. And I sat there, and I thought, I'm sitting here fussing about a lot of things, and somebody had to ride their bike to work. I need to be thankful. When I pulled around and I was in a hurry, and the person in front of me was not driving that fast, and I was getting frustrated again. And I saw that they had a handicap tag on. And the Lord just smacked me in the face again. He said, Greg, be thankful. And when I got up to the window, this is usually a place where you don't get the customer service that you get in other places. You know, the food's always good. I'm not naming any places, but to that day, it was just the little girl that was at the window was so polite and so kind. I just didn't know what to say. And I left and I was thankful. So as we get into the show this week, we're going to get into the Bible. And when we do that, when we get into our next break, I want you to think about the things that you're thankful for. You know, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful that I have a job. And I really don't call it a job. I call it a purpose, because I go for a purpose Monday through Friday. And it's not to do the things I can do. It is to be who I need to be for the Lord. And I need to recognize that. I fail too. I'm not perfect. Don't look at me and say, hey, you know, I have this show because I'm a perfect person. I am not. I'm a sinner saved by grace, and I trip up all the time. Let's dive in, see what the Word says about being thankful, and I hope it helps you as much as it helps me. We're going to get back to music on the show. It's Phil Wickham, House of the Lord, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Chris McClarney, Speak to the Mountains, right here on Mix Sunday Morning in the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. And if you're sitting back wondering, what do you mean podcast? Well, what we do during the show airs from, like right now, from 8 to 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and there are 8 segments that are I can speak in the show, 4 in each hour. Well, what we do, we take segments 2, 4, 6, and 8, and we put those into a podcast, and they go out on Spotify, Apple Play, several others. I'll have to get those out to you, but you can go back and listen to the guests that come into the show. You can go back and listen if I'm in here sharing the Word. You can go back and listen to those, and they're all on Spotify. You can look up Mix Sunday Morning, and you can catch all those podcasts. But I want to get back. I don't want to talk about the podcast. I want to talk about the Lord. And this morning, we're talking about being thankful. The first verse we're going to explore this morning is Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. And the Word tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So go to the Lord with thanksgiving. God knows all of our problems. when we go to Him, when we pray to Him, when we're sitting at our desk, when we're sitting in our cars, when we're at the gym, and we're just sitting there talking to Him, present all your requests to God, being thankful, with thanksgiving. I hope this is a good start to the day. I hope it gets us all thinking about what does it mean to be thankful. So I hope you keep that in the back of your mind. I hope you stay tuned, because we'll dive back into the Bible a little bit more on what it means to really be thankful. It's mixed Sunday morning. It's mixed Sunday morning, and man, do we not have some great music on this show. I mean, it's just song after song after song. I could sit here and play them all morning long, sing all morning long. That last one was one of my favorites, Raise a Hallelujah by Jonathan and Melissa Helzer. And in that song, we're talking about being thankful this week. And let's just be thankful. I'm gonna pull some lyrics out of that song, and we can be thankful that we can raise a hallelujah in the presence of our enemies. That we can be thankful that God has a way out of anything we've gotten into, out of all the messes that we make, that we can still raise our hands in hallelujah. And He will listen to us when we cry out to Him. Oh, how thankful we do need to be. That we can be thankful in the middle of a storm. No matter what crisis you have in your life, no matter what is happening right now, as bad as it may look, as small as the light is at the end of the tunnel, we need to be thankful that we have a God that listens to us, that we can cry out to, and we need to be thankful that He works His will in our lives. And I'll say that again, His will in our lives and not our will, because if it were our will, we would never get out of the gutter. It's God's will that drives our lives. So let's be thankful that we have a Lord that knows what's best. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for singing along, because I think this is another one. I am they, faithful God, right here on a thankful mix Sunday morning. That's Passion in Christ Alone, as we are clicking through the show again, and once again, time flies when you're having fun. Once again, I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you sang along. I hope you pulled your Bibles out to look at what it means to be thankful. And I hope you sit back this morning, and I hope you can count all the thankful things that you have in your life. And maybe as I try to look at it, I try to look at everything as the cup half full. Because it's really easy to go into life in the world we live in right now and look at that cup and say it's half empty. But there are a lot of things that we have to be thankful for that make that cup half full. We want to close the show today with a Bible verse, actually three verses, and it's Colossians 3, 15 through 17. And it says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. We have so much to be thankful for. And before we close the show, I want to say this. I want all of us, and I want to be thankful, and I want anyone who listens this morning, or if you're listening on the podcast, be thankful that there's a Jesus that's coming back very soon for us. Be ready. Be thankful that you live in a country now that you can open up a Bible, that you can read the Word of God, and you can be infectious for the Lord and expand His kingdom as much as you can. Be infectious with the Word of the Lord. Because He's coming back, and He's coming back, and I don't know the day. I don't know the hour. But I know it's sooner than it was yesterday. And I believe it's a lot sooner than what anyone thinks. So be thankful for the things you have, but don't be thankful for the material things you have. And I'll just end it now. Be thankful that God sent His Son to this earth to die on a cross, to rise again, and to give us eternal life, to give us hope to crush sin. We have a lot to be thankful for. I hope you have a great week. I hope you're thankful for everything this week. I'm going to try the same thing too. And know that God has a plan. And be thankful that His will be done. God bless you. Thank you for listening. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll see you next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning.